Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to I Love 80s Wrestling Podcast. Today's episode is Remembering Roddy Piper and Dusty Rhodes Part 1. I'm your host, Scott Middleton. So today's episode, we're going to be taking calls from callers, and we'll see what they have to remember of Roddy Piper and Dusty Rhodes. And we'll be right back after this brief intro music. And we're back. So I'm going to just tell you what this podcast is going to be. We're going to be remembering Dusty Rhodes and Roddy Piper, and hopefully here we'll be getting some calls or emails. And well, I'm going to just tell you about my memories of Dusty Rhodes and Roddy Piper. Okay, my memories of Roddy Piper is he knew what he was doing. He had the interview skills. He was pretty good in the ring, but mostly a real good interview person. So, and his one huge feud was with Hulk Hogan in the WWF back in the 80s, which it was an all-time high feud, what, you know, it was ranked. So, and I thought it was pretty good, but there was other feuds further back. One that really sticks out in my mind is the real brief feud. They only had like one or two matches maybe back in the 80s, and that was Piper versus Buzz Sawyer. That was a classic match. Two crazy guys going at each other, and they had great interviews, promos. I remember one promo that they did that Piper actually hung himself for a brief second or two, and that's how I remember that feud. And Piper had feuds with, you know, Ric Flair and back in the 80s, and he had just great feuds with other people like Tommy Rich. And so that's what I mostly remember about Roddy Piper, is that he was basically, in a way, he was a little crazy, which I think that's what people really liked about him. And he really didn't care what people thought and all that. So, and that's what I really liked about Piper. So that's what I remember of Roddy Piper. So now, my memories of Dusty Rhodes, Common Man. That's, you know, everyone's going to remember him as the Common Man. So, he said he walked the walk and he talked the talk. And like Ric Flair said one time, he did not have the greatest body. He was not a bodybuilder, but he could go the distance. Like Flair said one time, they did 7 60-minute matches for that whole week, and he kept up with Flair. And Dusty Rhodes is going to be remembered for that one. I mean, it touched everybody back then, was that Hard Times promo that he did was really great. And he just could do it. You know, he could go. He had great feuds. His most notable feud was with Ric Flair, but he had other great feuds besides Ric Flair. Like, Tully Blanchard was his other big feud that he had in the 80s, trading the TV title back and forth and then the national heavyweight title back and forth. So that's what I remember of Dusty Rhodes and them two. I remember they had Dusty Rhodes and Piper had a little feud going on, and I believe it was the early 80s, down around Georgia, Florida, somewhere around there. I really, you know, but I remember that they had that feud. So, as you know, separate, they were both great. They'll be missed in the business, and they had what it took to be in the business that I loved and cared about when I was a kid, all the way growing up to now. Talked about the 80s. I loved 80s wrestling, so I think that you know, wrestling nowadays, I don't even consider it wrestling. So, you know, that's how I think of it. So, I if you're listening, you can give a call at 646-668-8837 to give us your opinions of Roddy Piper and Dusty Rose, and or you can send an email to I love 80s wrestling at gmail.com, and I'll read it on air. So hopefully we'll be getting some callers here pretty soon, but if not, I can just tell you, talk to you about my memories and all that. So, like, another memory of Roddy Piper is that when he had his little feud with him and Cowboy Bob Orton, grabbed the Haiti Kid and put him on a chair and started shaving his hair just like Mr. T. And that, to me, I thought that was funny. So, you know, some of, like my friends did back in the day, thought it was funny too. So, you know, it was just real good to me back then. And hopefully you'll call in and share some of your viewpoints of it, and Piper and Dusty Rose. And like with Dusty Rose, I remember when he got suspended by the NWA for hitting Jim Crockett Jr. with a baseball bat because he was trying to defend Magnum TA, and that was a pretty good promo, you know, a little routine there that they had going. And then the mysterious Midnight Rider showed up, and you know, and that was right around the time that Barry Windham was going to turn heel, and so they had that all working around. And then another thing I remember of Dusty Rose is his feud with Kevin Sullivan down in Florida throughout the 80s, early 80s, was a big draw. You know, Kevin Sullivan tried to get rid of Dusty Rose. Dusty Rose tried to get rid of Kevin Sullivan. They had a feud going back and forth. So it was a real good feud. Now, another feud with Roddy Piper that I think everyone enjoyed, besides with the Hulk Hogan feud and all that, and that was with Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Them two tore it up from East Coast to West Coast. And the one thing that stands out in my mind in that feud is how that feud got started, is when Piper took a coconut and busted it over Jimmy Snuka's head. And that was, to me, that was a real great starting of that feud. And the part I remember really well, and you know, how he was saying that he would have brought in a tree so he could climb up and down it, and then he goes, "I got some bananas for you. Here, I've got one coconut, two coconut." So it was a really great start of the feud. So that's what I remember of Roddy Piper. So it was that feud with Jimmy Snuka for Piper was probably a real good one, setting him up for the feud with Hulk Hogan. And with Dusty Rose, it was pretty much he could wrestle anybody. Like his feud with Barry Windham, it was a very short one, but well planned out between them two, between them. So going on about this, and like I said, you can call in here, the 646-668-8873, and let us know what you think of Roddy Piper and Dusty Rose, and your brief memories of them and your what you think of the impact that they had on wrestling. And also another thing with Dusty Rose, which, you know, everyone knows now, is that she had a great mind for the business. He came up with a bunch of pay-per-views for Jim Crockett, like he came up with the Great American Bash, which they, when, unfortunately, when WWE bought WCW from Ted Turner, they got those come on, and you could go back on the network and watch a few of those 80s ones that they did. And he also had the War Games. That was his brainchild, putting the War Games up there. And that, to me, that was a real, when back when you were a kid, when I was a kid too, back then, and you heard War Games, and at first you thought, like, War Games, what's that? And then they showed the two rings surrounded by a cage and a cage on top of it, a roof on top of it. You knew someone was going to get hurt. No ands, ifs, or buts about that one, that you knew someone's going to get hurt in that type of match. And unfortunately for T.J. Dillon, he was the one that got hurt. So real good memories of Dusty Rhodes and also of Piper. And unfortunately, we've lost them too soon. And another feed of Piper's, if you want to go back into the 80s too, the Mid-Atlantic areas with Greg Valentine. The very first dog collar match at Starrcade, 83. Great match, hard-hitting match, and it was just an intense match. And you didn't know what was going to happen during it. You didn't know if Piper was going to win or if Greg Valentine was going to win. So it was a real great time to be a fan back in the 80s. Early 80s, towards the end of the 80s, really great time to be a fan. So, you know, with me, Piper is probably one of my top three favorites. Dusty Rhodes would be more back into the top six. Not too far behind Piper, but also them two were two of the greatest talkers in the business. Amongst other ones, Dusty Rhodes, if you go back even a little bit further, like in a little bit of the 70s, toward the end of the 70s, Dusty Rhodes and Superstar Billy Graham, that feud, the three matches that they had at Madison Square Garden were great. And then the promos that they did for that match was great. You know, I personally liked both wrestlers. You know, I'm more leaning towards the heel than the baby faces. But still, Dusty Rhodes was great, and so was Superstar Billy Graham. So that was another great feud for Dusty Rhodes. And then with Piper, you know, his one feud with Paul Orndorff in the 80s, after WrestleMania 1, when they turned Paul Orndorff good, you know, baby face. That was an all right feud. I mean, it kind of seemed like it should have been the other way around. To me personally, it should have been Piper the face and Paul Orndorff, because Piper was always got more reaction than Paul Orndorff ever did. And then another feud of Piper's that was good was Bruno Sammartino in the 80s. Even though Bruno Sammartino had been past his prime, he was still in good enough shape to get into that ring and wrestle, which, you know, a lot of the older wrestlers back then, you know, they wouldn't really consider doing it. But Bruno Sammartino did, because he could do it. And he was good enough to do it. And them two just played off each other perfectly, I thought. And, you know, so that was my memories of Piper too. So, like I said, if you want to call in, it's 646-668-8873, or you can to the I Love 80s Wrestling page and look on there on Facebook, and that will show what, you know, a link that you can click to get on here, or you can send your emails to ilove80swrestling@gmail.com, and I'll read them on air. So hopefully you'll do that, and so we can have some dialogue here. But besides that, you know, these two were tremendous against the, you know, for the business. You know, Piper had Piper's Pit, and that was a leading standard in this business that, you know, back then, no wrestler hosted his own little talk show on a wrestling program. So he was the first one to do it, and now he, you know, everyone nowadays, every wrestler wants to have their own little talk show, which to me, it kind of falls towards, you know, it wasn't as good as Piper's, of course, because there's only one Hot Rod Roddy Piper, just like there's only one American Dream Dusty Rhodes. There'll never be anyone like them, no matter what anyone says. In my eyes, no one's going to be as good as they are. So we'll, you know, just see how, you know, how wrestling will be without him. You know, I know they were retired and all that, but, you know, with Piper coming in and out of WWE, you know, Piper's Pit and all that, and then Dusty behind the scenes at Nexus, you know, coming up with ideas and all that. So, you know, I didn't really, you know, I never watched Nexus, so I didn't, you know, get the whole thing. But, hey, you know, I'm a person of the 80s wrestling, so that's just how it is. So, if you, like I said, if you want to call in, go ahead, call. The number is 646-668-8873. Or email me at ilove80swrestling@gmail.com, and I'll get your emails read on here. So we'll just see how, you know, this progresses. I hope people listen to this and want this to continue, you know, because I love talking about 80s wrestling. Me and a friend of mine comes over, and we sit there and talk about it a lot. You know, we compare it from back then to nowadays. So, you know, I just hope you guys will really enjoy this show. And, you know, I just hope that everyone will want to call in and just, you know, give their opinions and, you know, just, you know, like, you know, their memories of wrestling and of different aspects of wrestling. And besides this, I'm going to have other shows where, you know, we'll talk about other things, but today's is mostly about Piper and Dusty Rhodes. So I hope you'll all call in, and then I'll, get you up on here so you can express your feelings about wrestling or about Piper today. And hopefully, you know, I know it's a Sunday, so everyone's doing their own thing on Sundays, but I'm having another one tomorrow, part two, that I hope you guys will call in and, you know, just, you know, give me your opinions of Piper and Dusty Rhodes. Then we'll go from there. So, like I said, just give a call and we'll talk about the whole thing and all that. So, but another memory of Roddy Piper that I remember is his song that they did for the very first, what is that? That very first wrestling album that Vince came up with. And it was kind of, you know, Vince being Vince, wanting everyone to, you know, he wanted to branch out into other things, which to me kind of was a little stupid, but hey, that's just my opinion. But, you know, for everybody, that to me, that fit her really well. And then, you know, we had Dusty Rose. Another thing of Dusty Rose that I remember. We've got a caller. It's from 901. And state your name. Caller, state your name and where you're from, and give us your memories of Rowdy Roddy Piper and Dusty Rose.
Hey, this is Hot Rod from Memphis, Tennessee. I have been a Dusty Rose fan from the days of the AWA. I was born in Chicago, raised up there, and I remember when Dusty Rose, him and Dick Murdoch were the original Texas Outlaws, but his charisma was always the same. He was always the same type of person. He shook his booty. He had fun. He was the ultimate charismatic. And as for Roddy Piper, when I think of Roddy Piper, I think of a true enigma in professional wrestling. I mean, he was brash. He could be crass. He could be sassy. He could be just about anything. He could work with anybody, and I've just seen him work with the greats. And even before the Piper's Pit thing with the coconut, and you know, to hear about him in the Pacific Northwest, how popular he was. It really made it worth the while.
Definitely. And then, you know, like even in the Mid-Atlantic, she was really popular there. And, you know, him and Flair were friends. So, any other memories that you have of them too?
Well, you know, like I said, my biggest one, Dusty Rose, and I'll say this, not because he did, but he was always my favorite wrestler. Dusty Rose, as most people don't know, he was the first wrestler to make $1 million a year. From professional wrestling.
Yeah.
He was truly the first big money person. My biggest, I guess, thing about watching Dusty Rhodes is to see how he was able to adapt. Use the same style, but adapt to everything. The slow kind of plodding style of the AWA, of course. You know, all those various styles in the NWA, the NWA, WCW, whatever incarnation it is, Florida, Georgia, Mid-Atlantic, wherever he was able to really work and succeed. You know, I was, of course, not happy with the polka dots in the WWE, which I don't think many people were. That was, you know, that was his downfall to me. But it is what it is. And as I say, Dusty Rhodes and Roddy Piper both are great wrestlers. I would put both of them still in my – Dusty Rhodes, of course, he has to be in the top 10, top 5 of one of the best, not just wrestlers, but entertainers. He made entertaining – he made it cool.
Definitely.
When it wasn't cool, he made it cool. You know, I mean, everybody wants to do Active Dream.
Well, thanks for calling in, Rodney.
All right, Ben.
Hopefully you'll call in again and – Well,
definitely. I'll definitely do that.
And all that. So,
all right, dude. Take it easy.
Talk to you later. That's, you know, I know Hot Rod really well, and, you know, Hot Rod Rodney from Memphis. So, but anyway, like he said, Piper was just that good. You know, Piper and Dusty Rhodes were that good. They could just, you know, it was something that they had in them. That, you know, like they say, they had natural talent. You know, like everyone talks about, Barry Windham had natural talent and all that, but they had natural talent, and they both had the, I don't know, the it factor, I'd say, personally. So, you know, they could just, they made everything look believable, you know, and that's what's missing in wrestling today, personally. But that's for a different show and all that, and hopefully you'll tune in for that too. And we'll, you know, talk more about different wrestlers and all that. But like I said, today it's mostly about Piper, and a part 2 will be coming up tomorrow. And hopefully I'll have some more callers. So, you know, and, you know, I guess that's, you know, don't have very much time left for today. So, I think I'll wrap this up a little bit soon, and I'll see you tomorrow, you know, hopefully tomorrow at 5:30, and like I said, if the number is 646-668, 8873. And if you can't get through there, the email is ilove80swrestling@gmail.com. You can go on to my Facebook page, I Love 80s Wrestling, and comment on there or however you want to do it. And we'll see you tomorrow. And this is Scott Middleton signing off for today. And thank you for listening.